What up, Buzz? You tapped in? Okay, Goose, you tapped in too? All right, Chicago, y'all tapped in? All right, boys, let's crack them. Feel like Mike in the fourth with the ball in my hands and I'm taking a shot. I'm the king in the madhouse on Madison, whether I make it or not. Now the crowd going crazy, they watching the play and I'm watching the clock. Got my shot in the air and the buzzer go off and I'm watching it drop. This team did things, MJ, Shot City, six rings. D-Rose, too big, too fast, too strong, history. And we good on that, put Jilla on the track and we good on WAC. 3, 2, 1, everybody say Bulls on tap, Bulls on tap. Our city pretty and gritty. Benny the Bull in the crowd getting hyper and litty. Me, I'm so drippy and slippery, nothing offends me. Banners on banners, we winners. We got the stats in the news. Go and subscribe, hang out with Buzzy and Goose. Tapping with us, we the truth. Jilla just murdered the booth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I'm your boy Buzz. I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bull Scripted. We're here to recap a Chicago Bulls victory, 107-99, over the Utah Jazz. Before we do that, be short. You're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at On Tap Sportsnet. Following Goose at Bull Scripted, me at Buzz on Tap. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. 5-star rating and review, because that shit is cool and tough. And if you want to chop it up with us and talk this win, head on over to YouTube, hit the subscribe button on the On Tap Sportsnet page, hop in there, type your comments up, because we cannot see them from Twitter. We can see them from Facebook or YouTube, can't see them anywhere else. Go over to the YouTube, hit the subscribe button, let's chop some shit up and talk about this win. Goose! Got a little gloomy there for a minute, a little tiny gloomy there, but I feel good now. How are you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling fantastic. We knew that this upcoming schedule was going to be tough, and I don't think you can get off to a better start after a loss to the Knicks than beating the last undefeated team in the league. The Jazz are one of those teams that are a legitimate contender that not many people talk about outside of people in Utah, and even people in Utah don't talk about them that much. So,
burned.
Yeah, I know that. It's a really low blow to take a shot at Utah because everybody does it, but that's just, you know, happens to be the reality of playing in Utah. Great team, but you're not going to hear a lot of the buzz, and the Bulls took care of business tonight. We still got out-rebounded. I believe the Bulls had 45 to the Jazz's 54 rebounds, so kind of just flippy-floppy there. Nine rebound swing, not too bad. Tony Bradley and DJJ got some minutes tonight, and they made a big impact. How'd you feel about that?
Oh, super, dude. When DJJ came in, I was hype. I mean, I was hype. You know, Tony Bradley, he was in the last game a tiny bit there. Got him today. I really liked what we saw from him. You know, he will give you valuable minutes. He's a shot blocker. He had two blocks here tonight. I mean, disrupted in the paint. Had a couple of very impressive fallbacks to the rim to get his man after coming up on a screen, which I really like to see out of him too. It just shows a high defensive IQ. I was pretty happy with that. But DJJ, man, flying all over the fucking place, doing his thing. I really like to see it. And this is something we didn't get to talk about together, is that Patrick Williams got hurt. You know, we didn't really talk about that because we didn't know the extent of the injury after the Knicks game. We just knew that he got banged up a bit. He's going to be out for what looks like it could be the rest of the season. We don't know. It could be playoff time. He could be back, but I was reading a lot of shit about that left wrist dislocation. I can't remember the exact name of the injury, but a lot of doctors say you lose a lot of mobility in your wrist, or you could. There's a lot of things going on with that, but it sucks losing Pat, no doubt about it. But I put out a tweet, man, because people are like acting like the season was over. Listen, Pat wasn't giving us a lot. He was not giving us a lot. More out of this season where people thought the Bulls can transcend was if Pat found a stride and was, you know, unbelievable. Didn't happen through the first five, and that's not to say it wasn't going to happen. It could have definitely happened. But we have tools on the bench to replace what we were getting out of him and still remain competitive. And I'm glad DJJ is getting some run, dude. I'm really happy to see it because I've liked that guy since he was in Miami, went to Portland, kind of not struggled over there, but wasn't what he was in Miami over there. Maybe he has the time to do it now. Maybe he has the chance to do it now that Pat's out.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a downgrade. You're going to be losing out on the spacing that Pat provides. DJJ doesn't quite have that jumper at this point of his career still, but athletically, versatility-wise, 3-4, you're going to get it. I believe he had 3 or 4 blocks tonight. So, you know, already showing you that versatility on the defensive end. Had that dunk, and he seems to be in the right spots. We needed people to be cutting and putting pressure on the rim, and he does that. So, kudos to him tonight for coming in for his first minutes and making an impact. We get to see that going forward because we do have a void to fill. So unless a trade is made, you have to assume that he's the guy.
Yeah, our guy Yump came in here. We were talking Bagley the other day on the podcast, not knowing the extent of, obviously, like I said, about the Patrick Williams injury. But we have Yump in here, and he's like, you know, they're going to have to make a deal to get some size. Going to need that for the postseason run. He's right. He's right, because they're going to need rebounding. And they, again, you're not going to be able to win a ton of games without rebounding. And I know I've been saying that, and they're finding a way to win while being out-rebounded. But here's a crazy stat tonight too, Goose, that kind of blows me away looking at everything. And I during the game, I felt like this was going to happen, or not felt like it was going to happen. I felt like it was happening. But looking at the stat sheet brings it to life. The Bulls won this game 107-99, right? The Jazz hit 11 three-pointers. The Bulls hit 5. Isn't that fucked?
No, because I feel like Lonzo had 2 in the first, like, quarter, because he started out hot.
Lonzo only had 1. Vooch had 2, and Zach LaVine had 1, and Dosunmu hit 1. The Bulls had 5. Wait.
And we won by 8 points.
Hang on. They had 6, because if Vooch had 2 three-pointers, right? Ball had 1, that's 3, 4. No, my math's bad. It is 5. I didn't go to college.
I have to click off of your face and go look, because I don't believe you. Holy shit.
I'm telling you, it was only five three-pointers, bro. And it's not like they
21.
Right. And it's not like they shot a ton more fucking free throws either, bro.
No, we just made them and they didn't.
Right. Because they went we went 24 for 30. They went 18 for 19. So, I mean, I'm surprised by that. Out rebounded. 6 less free throws than Utah, and they outscore them 107-99, holding them under 100 points. I understand they didn't have Mike Conley tonight, but holy shit. That's crazy, man.
We did have 11 more free throws than them.
Yes, sir. Get my drink on, David Bennett. You already know.
And Zach was getting some calls early, which is weird, because I'm not used to seeing him get whistles on drives, and he was getting them tonight.
So yeah, I saw you put a tweet
becomes,
out. Yeah.
We're not going to put that one out in audio form, just in case that somebody listens.
Right.
Probably don't read, because who gives a shit about what I say on Twitter? But no. So hopefully that's a positive trend. Hopefully Zach continues to get calls for the rest of the season, especially against a great defensive team in the Jazz.
I
really actually liked what I saw from Tony Bradley tonight, though. Especially
yeah, me too. Me too.
Gobert,
and you know what?
Being the opposition.
I think he drove the motivation for Vooch, too. Because Vooch came back in after Bradley had a couple big blocks, a couple boards that were real nice. And Vooch came in and was playing a lot harder defense because that shot was not falling. Not that he was... Listen, Vooch is way better. We know this.
Well, so and obviously Vooch is way better. He's a fucking all-star.
Right. I'm just saying that I think it motivated him to play on the other end.
Well, let's make sure that's reiterated as much as possible. He's an all-star.
Right.
But when we talk about size on this team, is the fact that we have an all-star center that is undersized part of our issue? Because the only way you can get bigger than playing your all-star center is to not play your all-star center. And obviously we don't have size at the 4 either, so it's a combination of the two things.
Right.
But does getting a bigger 4 really solve your issue, or does it just clog up the paint? Like, because do you need a traditional 4, or do you need what you have in Derrick Jones Jr.?
It depends. It depends on what kind of four you go and get. I mean, I just want a good rebound.
What kind
of four
do you think Billy wants?
I don't give a fuck. I want Marvin Bagley. I don't care who Billy wants. I mean, you're asking me. You're not.
What are you willing to give up for Marvin Bagley?
I'll give up my left nut and case of beer and a second round pick.
Jeez, that's a lot.
I don't want any more kids. I got two. I'm good.
You still want your balance?
No, I don't. I can't balance anyway. I drink too much. What are you talking about? No, I'm just kidding. I want a rebounding four. That's what I want. Like you said, I love what I saw out of DJJ. I think it worked out. Bulls start off kind of hot here. DeRozan is fucking on fire, obviously, playing well to start this game, hitting the mid-range, and that mid-range is what was winning us the game. We went up at 11 at one point. Second quarter rolls around, Jazz go on a great run, and they kind of, you know, take the lead, and we go into halftime down three. There was a play that I made a mental note of and then put a note in my phone on. This was after Zach LaVine had lost, I want to say it was Donovan Mitchell in the corner, okay? No, it was Bogdanovich, I'm sorry. Zach LaVine left the shooter to go help in the paint, and the shooter hit a three, and they went to the other end on offense, and then Zoe had turned the ball over to Zach, and Zach fucking smacked his hand, and it felt like I don't know if he was talking to himself or if he was talking to Zoe about the mental lapses. It was the first time this season I've been mad at fucking Zach LaVine.
I'm pretty sure with the hand injury, Zach probably let his emotions of like, oh, fuck, like we let one get away, and he smacked his own hand where he's having the issue, and he was probably just cursing in fucking pain. Like, fuck, fuck, you know.
I thought he was talking shit, and I was like, you know, about what happened, and I'm like, listen, bro.
I got your boy Zoe, and you got a little defensive.
I got a little hot. I'm like, listen, bro.
No.
You don't be losing your defender and then yelling at your fucking teammates on the other end. You know, like
Zoe and Zach are good. And Zach,
I know they're good. I'm just saying, I was looking at Zach, but then Zach got me back. He brought me back up because the pain that he was in, splitting defenders, getting into the paint, finishing there, hit a big three. I mean, he did his thing. He had a couple good passes from Zach LaVine tonight too. That thread to Tony Bradley.
I think Zach led the team in assists tonight with five.
Yeah.
Lonzo did have a couple of dumb turnovers.
Yes, he did.
But in Lonzo fashion, he also had four steals, I believe. So
yeah, he did.
He got most of that back.
Yeah.
And you know, that's nice to see. And he did start off hot shooting, kind of fell off towards the end of the game.
I don't know if he scored in the second half.
I don't think he did, and I don't know if it was CBE Fred or somebody else that I follow, but I saw somebody tweet, he Ben Simmons this a couple times, which is true, and hopefully we see some improvements there throughout his contract. I'm not expecting instant changes there throughout this specific season, but hopefully Zoe does become a more confident driver. It's like he gets close to the rim and he's just like, who can I kick this to? Which is fine most of the time because he usually finds somebody. But
you know what's funny about Zoe to me? Through the first six games, I look at this guy and I'm like, holy shit, his first step is pretty quick. But then I feel like this hesitation that he just wants to pass the ball. And I'm like, will you just fucking shoot it? I'm like, just fucking shoot it. Shoot the ball. And so everybody knows I have this love for Lonzo. I've wanted him for years, but like, I will scrutinize too. Like when you get past your defender and there's no one in your fucking vicinity, because I don't think your defender understands how quick you are. Shoot it, pull the trigger, shoot the ball.
What do you think he needs confidence wise to get that?
I think LeVar needs to go out there and slap the shit out of him or put him back in BBB shoes. What? Why are you laughing?
He's a grown man. If his daddy goes out there and smacks him, he might just retire.
I'm a grown man too. My dad smacked me. He smacked me all the time, back of the head, called me an idiot. You know, it's funny.
You're not on TV or in front of 30,000 people, or you know, it's just a little different.
I do when I'm on the podcast.
And you're not a multi millionaire.
No, I'm a dollar. I'm a dollar.
Has the whole entire world knowing your father's name. So there's a little bit of a difference here.
Oh, you just brought me back to the fucking ground. Thanks. See you later. I'm a loser. I'll see y'all later. Thanks.
We're losers together, and that's all that matters. All right. But we're not losers tonight. We're not losers tonight, Buzz.
I don't know how to motivate him, though, Goose. I don't know what the thing is. But do you know what I'm saying, though? I feel like he creates some good space for himself here.
He really doesn't look to shoot it. He doesn't. And maybe that's what's made him such a great passer. Like, the fear to shoot has made him an epic facilitator.
I just don't get it. I don't understand.
We're just going to have to deal with it and accept it. And, you know, appreciate the things that he does do. But tonight, tip of the cap definitely goes to DeMar fucking DeRozan, because that guy balled out.
Yeah, super efficient tonight.
Super efficient. He took under 20 shots?
No, 13 for 22 for him tonight.
22? Okay, I thought he had 19. So yep, I was off by three.
Yep, no, 13 for 22 for him tonight. 6 for 6 from the free throw line. He finishes 32, 6 boards, 3 assists, only one turnover, and plus 15 in the plus minus. So he did really well tonight. The second leading guy in the starting lineup for plus minus is Lonzo at plus 10. Everybody else is in the negative. And then our bench guys and Derek Jones Jr. plus 18, Tony Bradley plus 19.
We only have like 17 points off the bench again.
Yeah, we off the bench
total stinker.
Yeah, so off the bench, what's 7 plus 4? It's 11, right? it's 11. 11, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah, 17. 17 points off the bench for the Bulls tonight. That's bad. It's not good.
No, it's not. But we still won by 8 points.
So. I don't get it. I don't. This team might have it, bro.
The turnover differential has to be close to like 13 to 15. I know we had 7 to 20 at one point.
We had 9 turnovers to their 20.
Okay, so 11.
7 to 15 is very broad.
I knew at one point, like I said, that it was 20 to 7. I didn't know if we got a little loose with the ball there towards the end.
Right.
So I had to get a little broad.
No, I get it. Yeah, I like the way they all look, man. A couple big shots.
Narrowed it down really quick, asshole. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. I had a couple big shots from DeRozan to Vooch, scrutinized on Twitter throughout the whole game. Called trash from a lot of people. This guy was called trash. From like, I got receipts, and I don't usually do that, but I screenshotted on the old iPhone there. He hits a big shot, two big shots in the fourth quarter, scores 5 straight for the Bulls when the Utah was kind of making a run to get back into this game. Like, again, he has not been great percentage-wise. He gets another double-double tonight.
Doesn't that have to be the positive here, that you have Zach hurt and kind of not being himself in a sense the last two games here since, you know, getting that injury? You have Vooch struggling the whole season. You've had Pat be a shadow of himself until the 5 minutes before his injury. That's going to have him out for the season. And we have one loss, and we just beat a good team. So
that was a big win.
This was a big win. This was important to start off this stretch of games against all teams that are going to be this caliber and some better. So couldn't have done it any better. But like we said, DeMar DeRozan was definitely the hero of the game tonight.
Yeah, I really like what I saw out of him. I'm really glad to see Io getting some run too. 21 minutes for him, dude. Troy Brown Jr. Is he the odd man out? Is he falling out of rotation here?
I don't know.
He only got six or three minutes.
Troy Brown had that really bad 3-point shot in the first half. And
it was his only shot.
When you take that kind of shot, that's going to be your only shot. And that's what we saw for the night.
Oh, no. It was one shot took him out, man.
It was a one-shot wonder. And then he had to go sit down because it was horrible.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah, it was a bad shot.
When you're like the 8th, 9th, 10th man in the rotation, you can't take a fucking shot like that with 3 all-stars on the floor.
Right. Yeah. I liked the bench unit tonight. I like the defense. I like the energy out of them. Javonte Green. Let's talk about him in the starting lineup real quick. I know we're jumping around quite a lot. I liked it. He gave us what Pat's typically been giving us, but just kind of a high energy guy. And he's just breaking up passing lanes all the time. I mean, just, you know, I like Javonte Green. He's good to be there. You know, 22 minutes for him, 5 points, two boards. It's not a lot, obviously. Three personal fouls.
Keith Bogans rolled to power forward, I'm telling you.
Right. No, he a lot better than Bogans was, I think. But, God, Bogans, hey man, Bogans started with fucking Derrick Rose.
That stat you gave me on Bogans, you can't tell me that there's that many people better than Bogans. Bogans is a god when he scores 6 points or more.
Right, dude, I got to find that shot of that game. You do. And whatever that record was.
Find the clip of that stat, and we're going to have to, like...
like, anytime Bogans scored over six, the Bulls were, like, astronomically in the 2010-2011 season fucking, like, winning. Like, it was just astronomically better chances of winning than they were of losing. But, yeah, any other takeaways from this game in general? I do have one more takeaway I'd like to bring up, and that is our daily Alex Caruso love. That guy just throws himself in the fire, gets the ball out. I mean, I just love Alex Caruso, man. I love that this guy is leading off our bench, and I cannot wait to watch him with Coby White having a scorer next to him coming off the bench unit too.
Yeah, no, he's kind of like Ryan Archie Diacono on steroids. So he's actually good at basketball.
I just did a fucking Nick Young kind of
what?
With the question marks all popping around me. Have you ever seen that GIF? That's just what I felt when you said Archie Diacono.
Yeah. You feel about that guy?
I'd go as far as saying that he's like a Kirk Heinrich on steroids.
He's Kirk Heinrich? He's bald Kirk? You're going that far?
I like him, dude.
You know what's funny is I actually had that exact thought during the game, but I wasn't going to do that to you because...
Are you going
to
piss me off right now?
Yeah. No, I didn't want to put you in that spot to compare him to one of your heroes. Oh.
You should, dude.
And
he's
your Lord and Savior so soon. You know, we're 5 games in here.
I'm not saying he's in the stratosphere of my love for Kirk. I'm just saying that he is a more athletic Kirk Heinrich. He's got that dog in him. And I like it. I like what I've been seeing out of him. I wish he could finish a little bit better in the paint. But I mean, hey, I like what I've seen out of him. So after this game, we play the Celtics, and that'll be on Monday. 6:30 start in Boston. Boston just lost another 2-0 game today to Washington. Washington's 5-1, I think.
So we're tied with Washington in the top of the conference.
Yeah. Washington's like been playing pretty fucking good basketball. Celtics are 2-4.
They got rid of Russell Westbrook.
Oh my God. I love watching the Lakers implode. But yes, I think that you know, the Bulls have a good – it's going to be a tough matchup, man. You got Jason Tatum. You got Jaylen Brown over there. There's talent over there. I know they've been struggling.
So, with Tatum, do you think Javante Green, the ex-Celtic, is going to be the one that gets the assignment?
Oh, on Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to have to have a rotation of freakish athletic guys trying to guard Jason Tatum and then have Lonzo on, like,
all right,
Jaylen Brown or something. So I would assume you would see like a DJJ mixture with
that combo.
Yeah, with Jaylen Green on him, maybe even Caruso here and there. But I mean, but that's the thing with Jason Tatum. That guy, if he's
doesn't
a walking
matter,
bucket. Yeah, he's a walking bucket. He struggled in the beginning of the season. I had a real bad shooting night, but hey, man, we know what he could do. He's a very talented player. But yeah, I would have a mixture of our best defenders on him and make Jaylen Brown be the one that kills you if he can. Make him be the one that shoot the shots over there to score the ball to try to hurt you, because I could live with him beating us instead of letting Jason Tatum just walk and do it easily because of how good of a scorer he is.
So you want to take the Tibbs approach. You want to take Jason Tatum out of the game and have absolutely anybody else beat us.
Yeah, make anybody else beat us but him. You know, I mean, and I'm not saying like that the Celtics don't have other talented players, you know, because they do.
Jaylen Brown can go for 40 piece too.
Right, but I'm making him beat me because I don't know if Marcus Smart's going to play. He's got a little bit of an injury there, and so does Robert Williams. So I don't know what this lineup's going to look like come Monday for the Boston Celtics. But I, again, Brown and Tatum are healthy. Those are the two stars over there. Shut down one of them, make the other – well, shut down Tatum, make Brown beat you. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
No, I'm on board with that. I'm expecting a repeat of tonight. Convincing victory against a good team.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else before we ride out here, man?
I think we would be doing the Bulls a disservice, or at least Tony Kukoč, if we didn't point out the fact that it was Kukoč night. absolute legend. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame nod. Well deserved. Always kind of good to see one of your favorite team's past players get inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's a good feeling. Brings up all those nostalgic feels. So thank you, Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to reiterate that. I love Tony Kukoc. Awesome to see him get a night tonight, much like Joakim did on Thursday. Wednesday, I'm sorry. What was that?
And he actually got a W.
Yeah, he actually got a W. What the hell is today? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, so what's Halloween, Thursday? Bro. I know. I'm going to be Alberto from the movie
Luca. You're going to be Alberto? I'm going to be a hot dog.
Are you gonna wear a second?
All right, so now that the show's done, this is probably the conversation we usually have as soon as that live thing goes off in the corner.
Yeah.
So I procrastinated like crazy. At work, they wanted me to be, you know, they want us to be like a weed strain. Like, they wanted you to be a play on a weed strain. So I'm looking at costumes on the app before I go to this Halloween store that's in town. And I'm like, oh, shit, here's a bear onesie. I'll be Bear Dance. There's a strain called Bear Dance. So I was like, I'll be Bear Dance. I'll just get a bear onesie. I'll be super comfortable at work all day. And then maybe I'll wear it for a fucking bears event or something at some point, whatever.
Okay. Sure.
Dual purpose. So I go to find my bears onesie, and I get to the store, and there is more people in this Halloween store than there is costumes left. There's like 20 costumes just randomly parsed out on this wall, and then everything else is just black with hangers for like a half acre worth of a store other than this one half wall of 20 costumes. And there's 60 fucking people in here. And I'm just like, well, I guess this is what I get for waiting too long. I guess I'm not being Bear Dance. So I leave there, and you just have this train of cars going to Party City because they have Halloween stuff too. So, you know, I'm in here. And they had a little bit more, but still nothing that I could really incorporate or that I like really wanted to do. I really don't want to do it in general. I just don't want to be the only person at work that doesn't have a costume. So third stop was Meijer, and the only men's costume they had left was a hot dog pullover thing. And there's a strain called Kosher Dog. So when people ask me what we are, I'm going to make sure my manager, I don't know. You know, because obviously kosher is kind of like a Jewish term. I want to make sure I'm not like stepping on any boundaries there with it, but we'll be like, I'm kosher, dog.
That's fucking gnarly. All right. Yeah. I'm Alberto Scofano from the movie Luca. Ren is Julia, and my Ruby is going to be the mean cat from the movie. And Jamie's going to be Luca. So that is who I'm going for as Halloween tomorrow. And then after, you know, the kids are done trick or treating, I will return to Buzz form and then just change to my second outfit of the day, which is the drunken neighbor watching sports in his garage. So that's basically what will happen to me.
Do the Bears play tomorrow night? Or
no, they play at noon tomorrow, but I don't give a shit.
No, yeah, you're not watching the Bears.
Tomorrow. I'm going to watch. I'm just going to bitch and moan about it. You know how I operate. I'm just going to cry in the garage for a couple hours and drink the pain away and then go to bed. Okay. Yeah. I mean, dude, the Bears can't bring me down, man. The Bulls are fucking 5-1. You know, we're good. The Bulls have more wins already than the Bears do. So fuck them. Until they get their shit together, I'll always be a fan. I'm a season ticket holder for the Bears, but I'm not going to fucking keep getting mad about them. They draft a quarterback that everybody says is going to be the savior, and they can't protect
them. Bears sucking means you get to sell your season tickets and collect money and cry at home instead.
Yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. I've just been selling all my tickets. If people want to go enjoy, it's still a fun atmosphere at Soldier Field. Tailgating, taking in a game, you know, it's always a fun atmosphere, no doubt about it. But at this point, dude, like, after 20 Sox games. I almost went to the Bulls game
again tonight. I looked at the price of tickets. I almost did, and I was like, no, you work tomorrow, and you can't go to every home game. You're going to go broke.
I feel bad, man. I got to take a little bit of a break. I went to like 20 Sox games. Already been to 3 Bulls games or 2 Bulls games or whatever. It's just kind of like, all right, time to calm down a little bit, you know. But Yeah, so that's all I have for this episode, man. You know, we'll be back obviously on Monday after the Bulls play the Celtics, but great team win. Glad to see Zach and DeMar do their thing, both over 20. You know, hopefully they carry it into the next game. So that's where I'm at. Everybody, be sure you're going on tapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap at On Tap Sportsnet. Following Goose at Bull Scripted, me at Buzz on Tap. 5-star rating and review for anywhere you can listen to podcasts, because you can listen to us and go to YouTube. Hit the subscribe button if you don't mind. Comment as we're talking our shit. And if you don't want to subscribe, then do whatever the fuck you got to do. It's all good. We don't really care. We're still going to be here talking Bulls. So we'll be back Monday after the Bulls beat the fucking Celtics. Yeah, I said they're going to beat them because they are. Let's go, Bulls.